Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Jesus Christ. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a great blessing to be with you once again this morning. It's a blessing. Whenever we wake up in the morning, I think we should give glory to God, you know, for helping us to see another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to be excited today, everywhere you go, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I'm still sharing concerning 10 benefits of speaking in tongues. So important, and I believe you are learning a lot, and I believe you are having great experiences. Yesterday I was talking about you speaking in tongues everywhere you go. You know, the more you speak with tongues, the more your attitude is kept, the more loving you become, the more you see the glory of God that is resident in your spirit showing forth everywhere you go. It's so important. Don't neglect it. It's an important exercise. That is why the Bible lets us know how important it is. Hallelujah. Today I want to share concerning the fact that speaking in tongues helps us to pray according to the perfect will of God for our lives. You see, the more you speak in tongues or pray in tongues, the more you pray according to the perfect will of God for your life. You know, you could miss the perfect will of God for your life. It is possible. There's a possibility. You know, the Bible talks about the good will of God, the acceptable will of God, and the perfect will of God. So there's a good will. A lot of people are walking in the good will of God. It's not God's perfect will for their lives to go where they are going to or to be where they are. But God can't do much about it, you see. And then there's the acceptable will. God accepts it even though he doesn't really want you to do that. But because you're asking, he can't do much about it. Hallelujah. You know, but praying in tongues helps us to pray according to the perfect will of God. We want to get the perfect will of God happening in our lives every time for ourselves. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Bible says, "Life by the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities." You see, then it says, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us." The Spirit himself makes intercession for us. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Then verse 27 says, "And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You see, the Bible didn't say we do not know how to pray. He said we do not know what to pray for as we ought. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. You see, he didn't say we don't know how to pray, because the Bible emphatically lets us know how to pray. We know how to pray. If you read in John chapter 15 verse 16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Then the next thing says, "That whatsoever you shall ask the Father, ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." So the way to pray, the how to pray, is to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. And it's replicated in many places. Hallelujah. But this one is saying, we don't know what to pray for as we ought. I mean, sometimes you think this particular thing is good for you, and you're praying for it. You're praying with your own understanding for it. Meanwhile, it may lead you somewhere you're not supposed to go to. You see. So the Bible says that the Spirit himself, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. He helps our infirmities. It's an infirmity not to know, you know, the perfect will of God for your life. It's an infirmity, it's a limitation. But that limitation is taken away as we speak in tongues. You see. He says, "For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." With groanings which cannot be uttered. You see. Other version says with words, with tongues that cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so amazing. Then he says, "And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." According to the will of God. He does it according to the will of God. According to the perfect will of God. You know, when we pray in tongues, like I said the last time, his spirit man prays. Then the Amplifier says, "His spirit man by the Holy Spirit within him prays." It goes in line with what we are reading here. The fact that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. You see, and he does it according to the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. So you realize that you are walking in the perfect will of God for your life. Wherever you go is in line with what God wants you to. And you will have a knowing in your spirit that what you are doing is what God wants you to do. Sometimes I see visions of myself in a place. And after some days, I see myself there. And the vision is brought back to my memory. I get to know I'm in the perfect will of God for my life. Because I speak in tongues a lot. A lot. Hallelujah. I speak in tongues a lot. And the more you speak in tongues, the more you walk in line with God's will. You see, it's very possible for you to pray in a way and God will answer. And it shouldn't be the perfect will of God for your life. If you read in the Old Testament, it's there. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, you know, from verse 5. The people asked for a king. They asked God for a king. And they were insistent. Even though it was not the perfect will of God for their lives, God gave them a king. Because they were too difficult. They were still praying for it. They said, "We want a king for ourselves." You see, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5. It says, "And said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." This is Samuel. The children of Israel are telling Samuel to give them a king. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people, You see, he said, hearken on, give them what they want. Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they also do unto thee. You see, he says, they have rejected me. They have not rejected me, they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. But God gave them the king. Isn't that amazing? God gave them the king. So there's a probability you are doing something now, you've gotten something that will lead you astray. But because you asked for it in a certain way, God had no option but to let it happen. And that is the acceptable will of God. It's acceptable, he'll help you, he'll guide you. But there's a perfect will that will lead you the way God wants to lead you. For you to walk in consonance with God's will perfectly for your life. And the way to do so is to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Speak in tongues continuously, every time for your life. It's so important. Don't miss the perfect will of God for your life. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again until then. God bless you. Bye-bye.